This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Public Schools will open for in-person instruction in a few weeks. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Families do have the option of an online-only curriculum, but for those who will attend in person, the reopening plan heavily relies on students and staff wearing masks, students staying in small groups throughout the day, and daily symptom checks. Heidi Dragoo is the Epidemiology Program Manager at Mesa County Public Health.
We are anticipating that we will see cases and disease spread, and I want folks to know that we're prepared for that.
Dragoo says the public health agency will be scaling up its local disease investigation and contact tracing team. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The company behind a rodeo that drew thousands of people last weekend has agreed to cancel any upcoming events that may violate state public health orders. Live Entertainment hosted the event in Weld County last Sunday, where people didn't wear masks or keep a safe distance. Thursday, Colorado's Attorney General ordered the company to cease and desist, asking it to cancel or restructure any future events that may break the state's public health rules. State officials have confirmed someone who took this week's bar exam tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
The law student was tested for COVID-19 before they sat for the bar exam and received results after the exam was over. The examinee was asymptomatic and passed all screening protocols at the University of Denver's testing location. Frances Oliver was in the same room as the infected examinee. She said contact tracers aren't requiring her to quarantine or get tested because they didn't deem the environment to be close contact.
We were as appropriately spaced out as could be, but the idea that that means that you're not coming into close contact with people is, I think, absurd.
I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 80s. It's going to be close to 100 degrees in Grand Junction today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.